Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kristen Holmes, CNN national correspondent in for David Chalian, and this is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, September 16th. President Biden is saying the U.S. has reached an inflection point and that his economic agenda needs to pass in order to build back better. In a speech at the White House today, President Biden argued that the U.S. needs to level the playing field in our economy. Biden wants to bring costs down and give the middle class a break, saying this country has reached a breaking point and has a choice to make.
The choice is this. Are we going to continue with an economy where the overwhelming share of the benefits go to big corporations and the very wealthy? Or are we going to take this moment right now to set this country on a new path, one that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone, including working people and middle-class folks? Since the pandemic began, billionaires have seen their wealth go up by $1.8 trillion. How is it possible that the wealthiest billionaires in the country can entirely escape paying income tax on what they've made? How is it possible for millionaires and billionaires that can pay a lower rate of tax than teachers, firefighters, or law enforcement officers? Here's the simple truth. For a long time, this economy has worked great for those at the very top, while ordinary, hardworking Americans, the people who built this country, have been basically cut out of the deal.
He made the case that we just can't revert back to the way things were before the pandemic because times have changed.
We have to build back better than before. And that's how it all begins. Big corporations and super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. It's long overdue. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist. If you can make $1 million or $1 billion, that's great. God bless you. All I'm asking is you pay your fair share. It's about time working people got the tax breaks in this country. That's what my plan does. It makes it possible to invest in America, to invest in the American people. According to leading economists, forecasters like Moody's and major international financial institutions, my plan will create jobs, make us more competitive, and grow our economy and lessen, not increase, inflationary pressure.
On the topic of the pre-pandemic economy, even though inflation did calm down a bit in August, price increases still remain uncomfortably high compared to before the pandemic. And Americans are feeling it. A CNN poll conducted by SSRS last Friday found that the number of Americans who say things in the U.S. are going badly and that the economy is in poor shape is higher than it was a few months ago. Specifically, 62% of Americans say that the economic conditions in the U.S. are poor, which is up from 45% in April. This 62% number is also not far off from the pandemic-era peak in May 2020, where 65% of Americans felt economic conditions were poor. And this push from the president comes as members of his own party have been struggling to get behind some aspects of his economic package. Democrats are disagreeing on key parts of the $3.5 trillion plan that'll include funding for paid family leave, education, healthcare, and to address the climate crisis. They disagree on almost all of what I just mentioned, including the price tag of the plan, the tax hikes to pay for said plan, the healthcare provisions in the proposal, and the climate provisions that the progressive wing of the party and the president have been insisting must be included. Congressional leaders have set an end of September deadline for the House to pass their massive budget bill alongside the separate bipartisan infrastructure bill. But the reluctance from senators like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are worrying Democrats. And there's some tit-for-tat brewing if these bills don't pass according to plan. If that $3.5 trillion package stalls in the Senate, liberals are warning they will sink the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill as well, which is also key to Biden's agenda. So the bottom line is this. The president is pushing to make monumental policy changes, but who knows what the makeup of Congress will look like in 2022. So he's saying the time to act boldly is now, but The question is, will Democrats rally behind him, or will politics get in the way, per usual? That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thank you so much for listening, and please take a moment to be sure and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.